And now, a word from our sponsor, Modern Artifice.
Just another day in New Dice City, a metropolis mired in corruption and crime. Can a new hero roll out to save the innocent?
Give me all your dice.
Oh, someone help me, please.
Stop right there.
Who are you supposed to be?
Dice Master.
Before you hurt that innocent citizen, I'll have to ask you for a robbery check.
Should dice roll?
Oh, no. A natural one.
Looks like you really crit the bet on this one.
Kabloud.
Oh.
You saved me, Dice Master. How do you do it?
I get all my dice from Modern Artifice. Their high-end stylized dice sets give me everything I need to keep rolling smoothly. So head on over to Etsy.com/shop/Modern Artifice and fill up your utility belt today.
Another day saved thanks to Modern Artifice. Use our discount code GOON10 at checkout for 10% off your order. Modern Artifice, for your one-stop shop for magical merchandise and nerdy novelties.
Okay, little girl, just remember, if you find my master's mechanical man, it would make my heart sing with joy if you brought him back. Goodbye! Oh, she is so precious. What do you mean I should have warned her? Oh, Piccolo, you worry too much. It's a toy. Toys bring joys. Piccolo, such language. Oh, it's like my old master used to say, stop sewing teeth into everything. And now look at me. The point is, what will come. Might as well meet it with a full smile. Trust me, Piccolo. They'll be fine.
Hey, Dungeoneers. Thanks so much for joining us for another episode of the Strahdcast. If you like what we do here, remember to follow us on YouTube or subscribe via your favorite podcast app to get notified every time we release new episodes. Thanks again, and take your listen with advantage.
When last we left our heroes, they continued to catch up with their Valakian friends. Winnie had a tense conversation with Izek, trying to learn more about the mysterious connection between he and Irina. She also had a run-in with Blinsky, who implored her to try and find a mechanical man if they were going to Ravenloft. Back at the Blue Water, our heroes were treated to a bit of the old valley as its denizens performed the Ilea, a dance from the days before Strahd. Setting out the next morning, our heroes arrived just in time to save Lars from a ravenous pack of wolves, sobering them from the night's festivities and making it all too clear the dangers that lay ahead. What will Ravenloft hold for our heroes upon their return? Find out now on the Strahdcast.
Close your eyes. Take a deep breath. Shuffle off this mortal coil and transport yourselves to the far, foggy realm of Barovia.
Lightning cuts the sky.
Oh, God.
As the castle again comes into view. The perpetual storm constantly rumbling around its many tall spires.
It's raining.
You bet your bippy it is.
Drogar will put his shield out like this while Winnie walks underneath it.
Aww.
Dude. I'm going to say Pasha is still a bat.
Can you be under the shield with
him? Yeah, he's sitting on top of your head.
No, I was gonna say he's hiding under my paltry.
Like he moves around.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna say it's convenient to have him in bat form, especially when we're juggling multiple NPCs.
And Drogar is just like, you can just see his like golden face squinting as like the rain is just like.
Yeah, I'm holding Tally-ho in his new armor.
You all approach the castle. It's quiet, except for the storm above. You come to the edge, probably off the beaten road.
Yeah.
You know, kind of a quiet approach to the castle, emerging from the tree line and across the vast chasm filled with eerie green mist sits the castle. The doors not flung wide this time, as they were, with a warm, emanent glow coming from inside. There's no lights on. All the windows look dark and abandoned. It looks like a skeletal corpse as the lightning cuts across the sky, illuminating its ribs reaching towards the sky. The time is yours.
Yeah.
Dimitri.
Yes.
How should we best approach the boat? We are sitting ducks here in the open.
Oh, you are right. So let us be ducks born to the air instead. Join me.
Shit.
Okay.
All right.
Artemis, like, nudges Drogar, goes, I've always wanted to fly.
Well, this will be something like that.
Or something like that.
Drink.
So, grab, and then I grab Sasha's paw, and I think Sasha, like, reaches up towards Winnie with her other paw. So Sasha's sitting like this, holding my hand and Winnie's hand.
Dude.
Drogar will cast Guidance on Dimitri.
It's two.
We not that he needs hands. It, but...
He closes his eyes.
Feth Fianna Bial. Feth Fianna Bulg. Feth Fianna Bos.
It's like your breath kind of comes out of your lungs, and you're all mist.
Whoa! Yes, turn, yes, yes!
Your forms turn to a gaseous state.
Yes, I love this.
And you float on the air.
Is this gaseous form?
It is.
Called?
Fuck yeah.
It is.
Such a cool, Drogar such a cool spell.
Drogar floating up just goes, help! What's going on?
I'm not ready.
You gotta burp to fall.
Yes. And Drogar does so, he burps. And
don't worry, you'll get your gas legs.
Wow.
Your gas legs.
We just see Drogar's mist in the forest, just upside down.
Yeah.
Hang on.
Yeah, imagine.
I'm coming.
Drogar just slowly rotating and just like an astronaut.
Can
like
we recognize each other? Are we all just mist?
I like to picture you all look like Casper the Friendly Ghost.
Yeah.
Your faces are like made of cloud and you have little wispy tails. That's what I am. That's what I am saying.
Okay, yeah. But does Tally-Ho also turn into a mist with a wispy tail?
Yes, he does. Yeah. A little ghosty Tally-Ho.
Underneath my pauldron, a little piece of mist comes out as a bat.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
This makes me look thicker. I don't hate it.
Yeah, you see, like, Sasha, like, her eyes get, like, real wide in her look herself. Yeah,
Paul's like...
And then her just start, like, spinning in circles, chasing her tail.
Yeah, and you just see Dimitri floating there. Oh, I'm really glad that worked.
What? I know! I cast Guidance at the last minute!
I've never done it before. Okay.
I know! That's why I cast Guidance!
Okay, good. Follow me, friends.
And he kind of like, you know. Yeah.
And everybody else follows, and Drogar is just doing like Drogar, the breaststroke. Yeah.
But not moving.
Yes.
Just really slowly, just like.
Just crawling forward.
You won't go on without me. I'll be there in a moment.
He's in a Christmas carol. He's like a Scrooge of a Christmas carol.
I'm coming. I'm just taking in the scenery.
So, in your gaseous forms, you float kind of up and like Peter Pan leading the children out of the window, you kind of like float up and then down into the chasm. And you come to like the level of the mists. And Dimitri kind of like comes to float right before, like, you know, it's like almost like the surface of a lake, you know, with just this thin misty wisp reach, like little fingers of it flowing up and down.
I think probably best not to touch.
Everyone give me an acrobatics check.
Who wants guidance?
It's an acrobatic check.
I'm good.
Being in gaseous form does give you advantage on dexterity saving throws.
Let's give you advantage, yes. Okay. Let's do it advantageously. Very good.
Advantageous acrobatics.
Does anybody still want guidance?
Wow, I rolled the same thing 2 times.
I think with advantage, I think.
All right, then I'm going to take guidance for myself.
All right, you take
it. Send it away.
Ooh. Acrobatics.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot.
15.
Great.
15.
Great.
26.
Right?
Wow.
Jesus.
13?
Okay. you float over, and it's like that scene in Return of the King, you know? When it's the deleted scene where the like ghostly hands come up and Gimli's like,
yes!
It's a little bit of that. Little bit of that energy.
I think Drogar is like floating, and at one moment he just suddenly drops. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know what it is, but he's like losing control of this gaseous form, mm-hmm. and he drops like an inch above the moat, and just out of the moat, a face comes up, and it's just like, oh no! Not today, Sajong, you battle, enjoy the other side.
Yeah, that's great. So, in your own methods, in your own time,
You come to the opposite side of the chasm, the cliff face that goes up and makes the plateau on which the castle sits. And Dimitri kind of like floats over to the wall. It should be somewhere around. It should be somewhere here. We are looking for, well, I don't know exactly, but something at least wide enough for a ray of light to slip through.
Hmm.
Yeah, Kaz will start, will like kind of like, you know, splat gaseously onto the wall. And
Uh-huh.
Crawling along, looking for something that she can...
Great, give me an investigation
fit
check.
Fit in, I suppose.
Yeah, Ari will fan out, do the same.
Great, do the same. Yeah, anyone who wants to be looking, go ahead and give me an investigation check.
I'll cast light on Tally-ho's eyes, but keep him pretty close as I'm looking for this thing.
18 on the die, 4, a 17.
Okay.
That 20.
That 20.
Dang, okay.
Nice, a 10.
Okay. What was this, perception?
Yeah, investigation.
Investigate. Oh. Eight!
It's a nat 20 for 21.
Great. So, Drogar, after you, like, swim your way back up from the surface...
I think it's by accident.
You, like, try to, like, doggy paddle your way, and you, like, float over to the wall and almost collide with
it. Yeah, I'm like, no.
Yeah, you, like, dissipate a little bit up the side of the wall and then start forming back together. But you realize something, Drogar. A strange sensation, like you're being sucked down a drain.
Yeah, my arm is like,
and you all watch as it's like, if you ever watched like Spaghettification, what happens if you get sucked into a black hole?
No.
It's like that. It's like, there's a, Drogar turns into a little bit of a vortex and...
Yeah. And all you hear is, don't worry about me!
And moving over to that area of the wall, you can see, carved into the stone, a small... sun. The center part of which carved into the side, if you put your hands up to it, your fingers start like coming away as an air current. It seems to be like sucking in from this outside wall. And so, yeah, if you move up to it, you just in your gaseous state just start getting like...
Cool.
Very cool.
Is it safe to say that once we're through, Drogar is like back in Drogar form?
Yeah, everyone just going in?
Yeah.
Great.
Sure.
Yeah. So everyone makes their way inside, and as you kind of like all float inside, you find yourselves kind of like weirdly coiled on top of each other as you all flow into this room.
And Drogar's on the bottom.
Mm-hmm. And you're in like this like closet space. You're all still gas, so it's not a problem, but like in your physical form. And we'll say actually, like in that moment, you all kind of like snap back to reality and expand, and like the door swings open, and you all come like clambering out in a lump. And looking around,
Drogar will just go, shh. Well, that was all great, but how are we going to get out? Let's worry about that when we burn that bridge. That's absolutely how we say it.
Let's cross that bridge when we burn it.
Let's burn that bridge and then cross. I know it's one of those.
In this room, you can breathe. You didn't realize how hard it was to breathe, how much extra work your lungs were doing trying to draw oxygen out of this fog-choked air. It's quiet. You don't hear, you didn't even realize you were hearing the whispers until they were absent. It's hopeful. It doesn't feel so cold and wet all the time. You're in a large, resplendent room cloaked in crimson and gold. Statues line the walls, and at the center lies a tome with a crimson, like, sheet laid out over it, on top of which is emblazoned a golden stag. The statues along the walls are this gorgeous figure flanked always by two angels. And you recognize this figure from the vision. It's Strahd's brother, Sergei.
That is most definitely the face of Sergei on those statues. I don't mean to let my guard down, but something tells me Strahd wouldn't suspect anyone in this room.
Feels clean, almost. Not touched, like, almost like... He's not here.
Almost like he was possibly built upon it.
I had presumed that the only way, I should say Esmeralda presumed, the only way you could get in or out of the castle without Strahd knowing would be through a place that he couldn't even go.
Perhaps this is it.
It does feel sanctified, does it not?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and perhaps from the vision that we saw, perhaps his curse prevents him from going in this room.
Drogar will step in slowly and will perception check for traps
and will make his way toward the book that's on the dais.
Book? Did I describe a book?
You said tome.
A tome.
I'm sorry, tomb.
A tomb!
A casket.
I'm sorry.
God.
I'm so sorry.
I also saw a book in my mind.
That's okay. It's my fault. Tomb, tome. I did it in the Abbey, too.
We had this conversation on a Goon Talk once.
It's a big sarcophagus. I'll tell you what you do see.
I don't need a road for that.
White marble steps descend to a tomb that has a vaulted ceiling 30 feet overhead.
Oh.
A stillness, a calm amid the storm is felt here.
Jorgar puts his hand out to the rest of him as he walks in.
White. In the center of the tome, a white marble slab supports an intricately inlaid coffin. I should have just read the book. Dum-dum. Chiseled into the slab is a name, Sergei von Zarovich.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
And what you see, Drogar, against one... you're kind of coming in against one wall, there's these statues, and then on the other side is a suit of armor, full plate.
Whoa. Shit.
Crimson, with that same golden stag inlaid into it.
Sergei's armor?
Oh, shit.
Maybe take it on the way out if we are not in too much of a hurry?
Drogar looks at the armor.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Trevor, I love you.
Artemis sees the sparkle in Drogar's eye.
Like, really fucking love you.
Artemis sees the sparkle and he's like, I don't know if we should touch anything in this room.
Drogar puts a hand over Artemis's mouth.
Okay, Artemis bites his hand.
Drogar smacks Artemis on the head.
Okay, maybe.
It turns into a Three Stooges bit. I think Drogar will have a moment, and he'll look at the armor, and he'll look at the tomb, and he'll look back at the rest, and he'll go, well, this is Sergei's tomb.
Sergei.
His brother. But don't ask me how I know that. I just do.
From before?
Yes, from before. We saw a vision, Dimitri, and in the vision, Sergei was brutally murdered by Strahd. To be precise, his heart was ripped from his body. It was a curse of sorts. I know a curse when I see one.
Do you think that they made this place before he... Well, perhaps who would have made it?
Perhaps Strahd did. I don't know, but...
I don't know.
If Strahd had made it...
And Drogar will place a hand on the tomb. Like on the marble tomb. Mm-hmm. Does anything happen just by placing a hand on it?
It's warm to the touch.
Fucking A.
If Strahd had created this place...
No way.
My hand would have been gone.
No way.
Just thinking about like the chronology of it, when we saw the vision at the early phases of the part of Strahd's life that we saw, his, mortal first life, he had started construction on Ravenloft. He had started.
Or he wanted to, right?
By the time you got to the end, though, the last scene that you saw was in the tower.
In the tower.
Right, yes, yes, yes.
So the castle was done.
So the castle was done. Okay, so this was a room that was built, and then perhaps after... So definitely after the pact was sealed, but before Strahd's power really... This is my theory. After the pact was sealed, but before Strahd's power really, came into its full potential, at some point in that range, this room was dedicated to Sergei.
By who?
By Strahd, probably.
By him?
It could be linked to the book. Like, maybe, it locks. He locked the memory away,
Did
in the
forget?
Room. And then,
Did he
like,
forget it even existed?
It was part of the creation of the book or something.
Perhaps when there was still something left of his soul, he created it. Or perhaps Sergei ordered it built.
In curiosity.
The chance of his death.
Of who could have possibly built this, I'm looking around for anything in here that looks like Irina.
Great. Give me a perception check.
No.
Guidance.
You're wise.
7.
Well, Drogar gave you guidance.
9.
You don't find anything that looks like Irina. But moving around the room, Winnie, from the statue on the far wall flanked by angels, it has a serene look on its face, like standing in the middle of the room and looking up at its face. It has a very serene expression. But as you move around the room and you get closer to it, and you kind of come to the base of the statue and you look up from that angle, the face looks terrifying, like the statue of David, but in reverse, the opposite.
Freaky. I don't know. I don't know if I like it here.
Drogar will walk up to the suit of armor, and we'll look at the group, and we'll look at the tomb, and we'll just nod and go, you will be avenged. And we'll put a hand right above the suit of armor and cast Dispel Magic.
Guidance. I can't cast Guidance.
And I will cast it at third level. Nothing happens. Mm-hmm. Doesn't make me feel good at all.
All right, listen. This is not what we came here for.
Right.
We are moving too slowly.
Right.
If we come out this way, maybe steal that armor. But right now, we have a job to do.
Right.
It's very fine. Thrumming with power.
Dimitri's kind of examining it.
Not helping, Dimitri.
Sorry. We should go. You're right.
Do you think you need it right now?
In my completely unbiased opinion, Zarya could make you something just as good.
Zarya kind of making me this.
You take that back. No.
Not my girlfriend, you bitch.
Kaz gets beat red and then goes, I mean.
Kaz backhands Drogar.
Oh! All things being equal, we have sort of established that this is a place not even Strahd can go. Presumably things found in this place would be safe.
Presumably. How sure are you?
86.
That's out a of, B still.
Out of what?
100.
Okay, that's pretty good.
That's a B.
Right, Drogar will go to tenderly place two hands on the breastplate.
Sure. Give me a wisdom saving throw.
Anytime there's even a hint of a boobies joke, Campbell and I just lose our shit.
What?
What'd you get? Natural 20!
Wow.
Natural 20! Through the castle.
Wow. Why do you guys do this to me?
Natural 20.
Sergey
natural
appears.
20. Natural 20.
Sergey appears and says, my friend, I need you to wear my armor and kill my brother.
No.
My friend, avenge me. What are you supposed to do, Trevor?
Fuck. What am I supposed to do?
Natural 20 is a natural 20. All right, you're powerless.
Drogar. All right, Drogar. Everything stands still around you. You look around, your friends are frozen in time, with concerned looks on their faces. You turn towards the coffin, and up out of it rises an ethereal golden stag. You see its antlers emerge first, and it's sort of almost like it's walking up a hillside just up out of the coffin. And it takes a proud position, one leg up on the tip of the coffin, and it swings its heavy head around you.
And his hands immediately come down from the armor and just looks like in awe, just like.
And it just looks at you.
Forgive me, I know what has happened to you. I only wish to take what is here to avenge you.
It clip-clop, clip-clop, clip-clop across the air. It doesn't, like, it stays level with the top.
Drogar's like, it's been so long since Drogar has been in tune with the light, like, truly in tune with it.
And it is. Here you are.
Yeah. And seeing it, like, happen, it's like, this is it. This is a sign. This is...
It comes over and lowers its massive head, its huge antlers sort of framing your face, and it gets like right up here, its eyes level with yours, and it just stares into your eyes unblinking, and you hear a voice. Big shoes to fill. Looks like you just might do it.
Artemis Kaz.
What?
And you see this big grin come across Drogar's face. Help me put this on.
And he pulls the breastplate off, and he just, and under, you know, like, there's the chainmail underneath, and he just, like, you two, like, just start, like, putting the pieces on.
You put it on, Drogar.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
This is magical armor.
Oh.
It is plus 2. Full plate.
Bitch, you're the tank now.
Base AC of 20.
Whoa!
All right, enjoy it. All right. You're the tank now, Drogar.
Okay.
Enjoy. Yeah. I'm going to hold up the rear of the party from now on.
Oh, my God. Jesus, Murphy.
Now, is that base 20 plus dex?
No.
No. So this is heavy armor, so it's just flat 20.
Oh, that's right, heavy.
And if you have your shield, that would bring you to 22.
Whoa!
Disadvantage on stealth checks.
Yes.
I presume.
I had disadvantage on stealth checks already,
that's
but...
That's the one caveat, yeah.
Actually, it's magic, no.
Oh my God, that's right.
It's magic. You put it on, and you like... You it's a kind of a weird sensation. Usually you're used to walking Drogar walk around like clank, clank, clank. He was silent like,
oh, wow.
Oh.
So cool.
So yeah, you are wearing.
So Drogar puts the armor on.
Sergey's
armor on and like,
wow.
It fits perfectly.
You can just see that he's not old while he's like standing in it. He's like his full height, his full like 6'7", just big.
And he just looks at everybody and goes, well, let's go find us a werewolf.
And like, fantastic.
And like looks around and can't find a door. Mm. And then just goes, right. Anybody have any ideas?
So there's a marble staircase leading up. So you kind of emerged in a little alcove, mm-hmm. something like a storage space for this room. And so, yeah, so like it is not, obviously it's not intended to be entered the way that you did. So there's a marble staircase leading upwards out of this sort of like pristine room.
Is that the only way out? Because if I were going to a dungeon, I would think down, not up.
It is all you see.
I'm going to look around for, I'm gonna take a peek for, aside from the one we came in, hidden entrances and or exits.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Give me an investigation check.
Check. Natural 12 for an 11.
You don't find any other exits. You do, however, find an iron lever. In an alcove on one of the doors.
Ooh. Are there any chains or cables or anything coming out of it?
Just the lever sticking out.
Oh, God.
Pull the lever, Kaz.
All right, we saved the game.
I
created a new save file.
I repeatedly strike the F5 key. I just, as I come across it.
I love that, dude.
F5. That's F5. F5. Kaz shouts to nothing. Kaz will wave Dimitri over.
Control on exit, save.
F5, Alt F4.
Yes. What have you got?
She just points at the lever.
Do you know what? What does this do?
Opens something, closes something, kills us
good
all.
Who are you? Opens a good something or a bad something?
Look, you've been here more than I have.
If there's not a dungeon at the top of those steps, maybe we investigate this lever. I would encourage everyone else who is more perceptive and better at investigating than me to see if maybe they can find some indication of what this lever does.
I'll give it a check.
How so?
I will look really hard.
I want to see if I can, you know, I'll use Artemis with me. I'll go, Artemis, check the wall, see if there's a hollow spot.
I'll taste it.
I'm going to move very far away from this lever mm-hmm. with Zuleika, and I'm going to see if she will hold my hand. Dang it. I love holding people's hands.
She does not. In fact, you go to try, just like, the fucker, stop it. Stop.
Please hold my hand.
No, don't touch me.
It's easier for me to cast spells if you hold my hand.
He's trying real hard.
The face of a Trevor trying to not hold my hand.
Give me a persuasion check.
I want to aid. I want to be like,
Zuleika, she's an adorable 11-year-old. Why wouldn't you hold her hand? Boy, we've got Trevor on the ropes this evening. We've got him against the ropes.
It's only a 13. It's only a 13.
Does my help? Does my aid count for anything?
13.
Yeah.
So I guess my aid doesn't count for anything.
Oh, fuck!
And she grabs your hand.
Yes. Okay. And I'm gonna.
But she looks really salty about it.
I know she's salty about it. That's okay.
Really unhappy.
Okay. And I think that we're like far away. We're like behind mm-hmm. the tomb, and the lever's like on the other side, and we're over there. And I'm gonna hold her hand, and feeling this lack of badness. Like mm-hmm. that feels like peace to me. Mm-hmm. Peace is just like the lack of something threatening bearing in. Mm-hmm. I'm going to, like, while holding Zuleika's hand, I'm going to say, Waywarden, this lady loves someone very much. And then I'm going to cast Locate Creature using the description she gave me of Emil.
Okay, yeah. Hang on.
I know. Listen, this okay, is, hang on. It's very much up to your discretion, DM.
Okay, hang on.
What constitutes familiarity?
Yes, surely.
Although she is touching Emil's lover and true. Asked for Emil's description.
You've never seen him. You have the description, but you've never actually seen him before.
Right.
So make a spell attack.
25.
Ah! Damn it. Okay. All right. That's fine. Because it only points you in the direction, right?
Like
yeah.
it doesn't.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
It's just. Yeah. It's and that's the way my dust works. Mm-hmm. It'll just lead us.
It was like the druids fight. It just points.
Yeah.
It
just
direction.
Points in a direction. It yeah. doesn't like. It doesn't like open up the mini map. Yeah. Okay. You do get a ping. It's not actually that far away. It feels like it's on this floor of the castle. That's what I'll say.
Holy shit.
Yeah, so I feel like I get that from, like, holding her hand.
Or close to, yeah.
And then off of Zuleika, there's, like, a boom of dust. Mm-hmm. And it goes out in a very clear, like, horizontal plane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I feel like right now it's still kind of just circling around on
like
this
a shock
plane.
Wave.
Yeah. I just know that it's on this floor.
Somewhere, yeah.
He's very close. He's on this floor. So I don't think he's up the stairs or down below. He's somewhere, like, right around. It feels like he's really close by.
It's not a huge flight of stairs up. Like, okay. It's just, like, onto another... Like, you can almost see the landing up above. You know what I mean?
Can I move over to the stairs and kind of...
Yeah, and looking up, you can see up at the top, there's a heavy iron portcullis drawn down.
Ooh. I don't know. My instincts are telling me to pull this lever.
I was thinking that too, unfortunately.
Should we just try it? I think we should just try it.
What is our exit plan if something goes bad?
Kaz?
My friends, we have already spent quite a large amount of time in this room. You will know your business best, but expediency is important.
Can you get us back out that same hole if something goes...
Provided, barring any supreme disaster, yes, I could.
All right, then who's ready?
Yes. I'm looking at the portcullis, hoping that when Kaz pulls the lever, it just goes up.
Drogar looks at the portcullis and goes,
pull the lever, Kaz.
Clunk. Drogar falls to the floor.
Luckily, it is the right lever.
Okay, can I see from just looking inside?
It's coming to the top of the stairs and looking out on the room beyond, it is a massive, dark expanse. You can't see very far. It's, like, very dim in here. And in fact, it's only lit a little distance from the light emanating from Sergei's tomb below you. But it is an enormous chamber. Let me show you on this map. This is the room you came in on.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So you come out now and you're standing on this
big
expanse.
Okay.
These huge pillars come all the way down from the ceiling, landing on the ground, sort of like stacked up symmetrically, like little cubicles.
Wow.
But it's hard to see. With heavy marbles. They look like mausoleum or crypts. With these huge, heavy slabs locked in.
I just had a really bad thought. I'm not going to say it out loud.
Oh, I think as I had doors. The same thought after you.
I fear, friends, that we are still in a crypt.
And making your way out into this dim room, you hear...
What?
The ceiling is covered in hundreds of bats.
No.
Comes louder and louder.
No.
And from around the corner...
No.
Comes. It looks like a boardwalk attraction.
Oh, God.
Right?
Oh, my God, it's
a mechanical man. Extending from his belly is like this huge box with a crank that he's turning.
No!
Oh, yes! That is making this organ music.
Right?
And he walks up to you from out of the darkness.
Hee, hee, hee! Hoo, hoo, hoo! I'll make way for Piddlewick 2. I juggle and dance, I tumble and sing. There's no end to the wonders I bring. Ha ha ha! Hoo hoo hoo! Now it's time for Piddlewick 2. You're lost in the maze, fucked in 8 different ways. Fear not, I is here to help you.
Takes his hand off the organ crank and it like winds itself down and the music stops and again it's left the like crypt around you kind of becomes silent and he's just standing there.
He's moving still?
Uh-huh. Piddlewick 2.
Devil Winnie.
Come here. Piddlewick 2, this might seem like a crazy question. But is there any way you could be smaller?
I'm pocket-sized for fun and ease. I'm sorry my current form does not please.
I think your current form is awesome, but can you become pocket-sized?
I am what I am, and what I am is a ham.
Okay.
Pidwick. What happens if... What happens if you crank the box that you're holding?
Hee hee hee! Hoo hoo hoo! I'll make way for Piddlewick too! I juggle and dance, I tumble and sing. There's no wonder to the joy I bring. Ha ha ha! Hoo hoo hoo! Now it's time for Piddlewick too! You're lost in a maze, fucked in 8 different ways! Don't ask me to do this again!
Zero.
Is this like, so in...
Trevor.
I typically go to bed after my spouse, and I become immediately conscious of every single, every keyboard strike, every step on a creaky floor. Like, in a quiet environment where we're trying to be stealthy... Does this guy just sound like a fucking air horn?
It's like a one-man band, yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
So Kaz is starting to get really nervous and really frustrated. And to Winnie, she's just going to go, did Blinsky tell you how to shut this fucking thing off?
No, he didn't tell me anything about it.
Hey, Piddlewick. Do you know where the prisoners are held?
Those who are kept behind the bar are not from here very far.
Perhaps, Kaz, this is a blessing in disguise. Perhaps the sound can mask us walking in.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really loud blessing, and I think we want to take it with us.
The bats seem to not be minding. And can I look up at the bats, and are the bats just used to Piddlewick?
Seems that way.
Perhaps if we stay close to Piddlewick. I know it's aggravating, guys. Trust me, I'm right there with you. But perhaps if we stick close to Piddlewick while he makes his noise, we can sneak in and get our guest.
Hey, Piddlewick, can you quietly show us where Kira or Emil?
Emil.
Emil is being held.
So many halls hide so many falls. Each nook and gap may obscure a trap, but follow Piddlewick. I'll help you escape.
So, oh,
Drogar will say, Piddlewick, lead the way to Emil and crank on.
Yeah, and like, we will follow him
good
wherever okay. he leads us.
And I still have locate creature up, which is still leading us in a direction.
Sure.
And also, last time I had locate creature or locate object up, I noticed that Pasha could also see the dust.
Mm-hmm.
So Pasha in bat form, I'm going to kind of enlist to also lead on. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, flitting through the air. Uh-huh. Great. So he starts walking into the crypts. And after a few feet, again, his legs keep moving forward, but the top half of his body rotates around.
Yes.
So his legs are still facing forward, but his top half is back to you.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God.
These crypts hold much treasure, if that is your pleasure.
No, keep moving. Another time, maybe.
Suit yourself. Dick.
Oh my god, this sassy robot!
Jerker just goes, what was that?
I am fucked up
I
by
said,
this.
I said, quick, let's keep moving! It's the wolf you seek. I'll give you a peek. Just remember, it was little old Piddlewick who brought you up the candle stork.
Piddlewick, is everything all right?
And he keeps going.
Oh my goodness.
Trigger. Fuck.
Trigger turns to Artemis and goes, I really hate that guy.
Oh god.
I think, depending on how much time we have, I'd maybe like to ask him what kind of treasures he was talking about.
What I have to say may bring dismay. Don't lose your head. These fuckers are dead.
I see your censorship cog has been lost over the years.
Never had one, bitch.
Lost in the fog, dick. The treasures are many, splendiferous, and plenty. Could set you up like a king. If only you're brave and investigate these knaves entombed here.
Rhymes with king.
Thank you.
Rhymes king. Rhymes with king.
Banana sling.
Well, it rhymes. Good job.
Dick. It does, doesn't it?
Yep.
Sure does.
Do you like my rhyme?
All the times.
Very good.
Kaz slowly takes her hand off the spear. When was her hand on her spear? I don't know, but she slowly takes it off.
You all are fun. Let's be off before we're done. And he goes,
okay.
He leads you to a...
I put a strong arm on Kaz's shoulder.
Perhaps let's not fuck with the...
I was trying to encourage him. I was trying to be nice.
He leads you to like a sheer wall. When looking for a secret door, don't look at the floor. Look elsewhere. And he walks over and just and he like bends over to 90 degree angle and then swings forward and bashes his head into the wall and it like it crumbles away a little bit and there's a doorknob behind this like crumbling plaster.
Holy shit.
That he reveals.
This motherfucker is so unhinged. Oh my god.
I'm a big fan.
What was that?
I didn't say that. That was Kay, not Kaz.
That was my god.
This motherfucker is so unhinged.
What was that? See, I told you, Dick.
Drogar will go over to the door and like kind of pull away some of the rubble, and we'll look at the doorknob.
Rubble, rubble, toil and trouble.
Artemis, can you check if this door is perhaps trapped?
Is there trouble behind that door, Piddlewick? Too.
Trouble.
Fuck.
Winnie's locate person.
Is this where it's flowing towards?
Kind of.
Mm-hmm. Kind of?
Roughly in that
direction. If you're going this way, the beat, it feels over here.
So not through that door.
Well, it's hard. Maybe. You can't. You know, it's just like the way that the castle's laid out. It's hard to tell. You can only get a general, vague sense of the direction they're in, but you don't know how the layout of the castle.
Perhaps this is the way.
Maybe it curves.
Yeah, through that door into the left. All right. Yeah, let's check that door for traps. I'm checking the door for traps.
Okay.
Yeah, I will check it as well.
Check the door for traps. I will also check the door for traps. Not that I doubt your ability to check for traps. I just, you know, two sets of eyes are never a bad thing.
Two sets of eyes are more than one.
Arnie.
It is in fact four eyes.
So what is the roll? What is it to check for traps?
Investigate.
Okay.
Oh boy. Okay. I keep rolling that. Oh, no. 15. 15.
17.
All right. Nice job.
15, 17. Great. Yeah, so you sort of inspect this handle. You don't suspect any traps, but you do, inspecting it closer, find sort of a seam along the way that, you know, it could kind of pull out, revealing a secret door in this wall.
So I look at Kaz, and I'm like, looks good to me. Go for it, bud. And then I take a couple steps back.
How clever you are. Indeed, you'll go far. Oh, good.
Dick.
That's my line.
Piddlewick, would you be so kind as to open the door for us?
Open the door? There's nothing I'd like more. Watch now as I tumble with ease, opening the door for all of you squeezes. He opens it.
Ta-da!
And like little pipes come up out of his back, and like a little like whirlwind, you know, like a little like mobile goes.
Mobile fan.
Like two tiny little fireworks, just like.
Piddlewick, I applaud you. Excellent, excellent, Piddlewick.
Such an excellent audience. What rhymes with audience?
Consequence.
So many of those. Want to see me juggle?
Let's get through this door first, okay?
Lead on, Piddlewick.
And he goes on down the hallway. Opening up this door, it reveals a long, dark hallway. It's very narrow. This seems to be like some sort of secret passageway. But at the far end, you can see a shimmering, a sort of like a candlelight ensconced on the wall, maybe like 100 feet away. And a staircase going both up and down at the end of the hall.
I'm going to cast light on Tally-ho's eyes. We can see light in the distance, but I'm just going to point it at the floor while we walk. Staircase going up, staircase going down?
At the far end of the hall, yeah.
Is my locate object leading me in one direction or another?
Creature.
Locate creature.
So now if you're staring down the hallway, it's like here.
Okay. Is we want to go in we want to go in a this way direction. I don't know if up takes us in this way direction or down takes us in this way direction, but it's right over here.
It's a dungeon. I feel like dungeons are usually at the bottom.
Yeah, yeah.
Lead on.
And he goes down the hallway. Do you following?
Yeah.
At a certain point, he stops. Oh, what a disaster. I'm sorry, master. My head's full of plaster. Next time, I'll think faster. There's a trap here.
He points at something ahead.
The, like, length of floor right in front of him.
Wow. I'm pointing Taliho's eyes.
And I'm looking with my eagle-eyed dark vision in the same location.
Investigation, both of you.
Okay. I'm not good
at investigation. That's not good. We're not good at
that. Who wants guidance?
I do. You get it. I'm sure you don't have a minus one, Winnie, otherwise I would let you take it.
12.
Ooh, 4 on the guidance. And 11. So, actually, yeah, you can beat me.
Winnie, using Tally-Ho like a mag light, you see... There's like a 10-foot length of this hallway with a fine depression to either side of it. And you can almost feel like if you were to put a little pressure on it, it would depress.
Mm. Oh, 10 foot across?
Mm-hmm. Is there like a way to sort of skirt our feet on one side?
No,
or the
it's other? To either no. wall. You could try and jump over it. Oh, it's gosh. Only 10, you know, you can with a running jump, it's pretty easy to make 10 feet.
Okay, you guys... This floor is going to disappear or something. 10, like 10-ish feet, like 3 of me. I don't know if I can jump that far.
Maybe Kaz can throw you, Winnie.
Okay. Do you want to try that first?
Maybe. I was just going to say maybe I should go first, but then I wouldn't be here to throw you.
Right.
Hey,
Who, Artie, do you think you can make the jump first?
I can go first. Yeah. Piddlewick, do you have a way to get over or around?
Go on ahead. Through this castle, I've fled. I'll find my own way. Yours is a good stay.
Can you tell us if there's any more traps on our way to a meal?
Just this one for now. Go on, silly cow.
Okay, but maybe,
Artie, if you jump over, I can throw Winnie to you.
Yeah, and maybe we should, do we have some rope? That we can hold on to just in case.
I have 100 feet of hempen rope.
Maybe
it cost me all my money.
Maybe somebody who's feeling strong could just hold on to the rope just in case something terrible happens.
I'm always feeling strong.
Okay. You want to go first?
But then who's going to throw you?
I'll go first. You hold the rope.
Right.
I'll hold the rope.
You hold
on
the rope.
Other side.
Yes.
Great.
All right.
I'll throw Winnie to you.
Yes. Cool.
Guns. Okay. Good luck, Artemis.
Mm-hmm. I jump on Kaz like a backpack because so she has 33 more pounds to hold onto this rope.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about it too much, they will know.
No, last time I used your dice, it was bad. Oh, gosh, Winnie, give me one of your dice.
Oh, shit. My God.
The sheer offense on Ned's face.
Oh, Lord in heaven. All right,
Winnie is the best roller among us.
Athletics.
Okay, I'll take it.
Uh-huh.
Surely it's you get a guidance. A you get a guidance.
Oh, I get a guidance. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's fine. With a running start, you can long jump double your strength score. So,
what is your strength score?
Wait, I just add that?
You I think, right? Is that how? Hang on.
Add 1d4.
Long
and then
jump.
Plus my strength.
Plus 4.
Ooh.
The four. Nice. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So that would be a 15. And then if I add my strength... Double my strength.
No, I'm sorry. You move a number of feet up to your strength score with a running start. So as long as everyone has 10 feet, they'll make, or 10 in strength, they'll make it no problem.
Oh, I see. Not your modifier, your score. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, you're way past.
Okay.
You made it with ease.
Then yeah, you sail across with ease.
Wow, okay. I can jump 20 feet with a running start? That's bonkers. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right, yeah, so you're... Dice.
Artemis Ooh, first?
Cute.
Yes.
So you're at the other side. All right, and then I'm gonna...
A fine jump! You're not a chump! No matter what they say.
Oh, I hate
Artemis, under his breath goes, dick.
yeah, I'm going to throw Winnie to Artemis. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll do that with relative ease. I think we're all pretty good at throwing Winnie now by this point.
She's what, like 30 pounds?
Uh-huh. 33.
All right. So two across.
And then I'll jump because I have, I mean, 20 strength. Like.
Great. You jump. We'll have Pasha flies over. Dimitri flies over. Drogar, you want to go?
Drogar stays.
What do you mean?
I will keep an eye on the hallway. Go get a meal. With this armor, it will not be easy for me to make this jump.
We don't know how far down he is. He could be further down than you're suggesting he is.
We also need Pidwick with us, don't we, to get out?
Oh. No, but we want to take him with us.
Yeah, okay.
I will help you to go, Master Dragon. Your friends need you in this deathly flagon.
Can you wait here?
Aid him, I will, with my strength and cunning. Won't that be fun, you fucking lemming?
Very well. All right, Kaz! And Drogar gets like a big, like, lemon van down by the river stance.
Adjust his belt. Adjust his belt several times.
Go ahead!
I thought you were going to help.
I am!
Oh, God.
All right.
Make your athletics check.
Yep. That's a 13 on the die.
Great.
Fantastic. So that would be...
All right. So, Drogar, you...
A 13.
13?
Yeah.
Perfect. So, Drogar, you take a few steps back, feeling confident, and Piddlewick is like, he's doing like an air traffic controller.
Yes. Yes.
That's not what it is, but it's the guys, like, with the thing. Yeah, the ones with the little, like, light-up batons going...
You go to run. And you're feeling actually quite good. Something about the new armor, you're feeling invigorated. And so you go to jump, and you get, like, maybe a little bit of that old flare back, Drogar. Hey. You know, like, a little bit of that youth.
Oh, God.
I feel 400 again.
No.
But something...
No.
What?
No.
You, like, trip over something.
No.
As you look down...
No.
You see Piddlewick with his leg out. Oh, what a disaster! Another dead master! This one yet faster! Ain't I a bastard? You fall, Drogar, onto the plate, which, like, depresses slowly, and shoom, it turns into a slide, and you vanish into the darkness. And Piddlewick looks at the rest of you and says, ha-ha, jumps and slides down the slide after Drogar. He vanishes, and Piddlewick goes down the slide after him, and then shoonk, it just becomes the flat hallway again.
Motherfucker!
The time is yours.
Oh, God. I mean...
Drogar's gone.
Shit. Already steps gone on forever. On the hallway to try to see if it'll happen again.
Does not.
Fuck! Yeah. We just had to go forward. We just had to go forward! I don't know what to do!
Let's just go. We'll meet up with him later.
Fucking...
Carrying on?
Yeah. Going down. Going downward.
Down the stairs. So you get to the end of the hall and go down.
Yes.
Okay.
Ned, if you need to pee or grab a drink or something. Like,
oh, I'm good. I'll just sit here and...
You want to fill up my water bottle?
Hey, you know, I can get another beer while I'm...
How am I doing? Yeah, I can actually use a top off.
We'll get to you. No, we'll get to you, Ned. Don't worry.
Oh, I bet you will.
No, I will.
You can whisper sweet nothings into your mic while you're doing it if you want.
More like obscene profanities.
Artie will lead the way looking for traps, too.
Okay.
As we move.
Father, it is dark.
Carrying on down the hallway.
Yeah.
You go down a flight of stairs and you emerge. You go down about 20, 30 feet down the stairs. You emerge in another room. This room is 30 feet square, rising to a 20-foot-tall flat ceiling. A stone brazier burns fiercely in the center of the room, but its tall white flame produces no heat. The rim of the brazier is carved with 7 cup-shaped indentations spaced evenly around the circumference. Within each indentation is a spherical stone, twice the diameter of a human eyeball and made of a colored crystal. No two stones are the same color. A wood-framed hourglass as tall and wide as a dwarf hangs 10 feet above the brazier, suspended from the ceiling by thick iron chains. All the sand is stuck in the upper portion of the hourglass, seemingly unable to run down into the bottom. Written in glowing script on the base of the hourglass is a verse in common.
Two 9-foot tall iron statues of knights on horseback, poised to charge with swords drawn, stand in deep alcoves facing each other. The brazier sits between them.
There's writing on the bottom. What does the writing say?
Good question. You want to look?
Yeah. I carefully approach, looking for traps and shit.
Cast a stone into the fire. Violet leads to the mountain's spire. Orange to the castle's peak. Red, if lore is what you seek. Green, to where the coffins hide. Indigo, to the master's bride. Blue, to ancient magic's womb. Yellow, to the master's tomb.
Oh, God.
Oh, shit.
Fuck.
None of those sounded like
that
dungeons.
That doesn't sound...
But we have to throw one of those stones.
Okay. Can we have the list the again?
There is time? Also... I should also manage... there is a door also on the far side of this room.
Is it open? Closed?
It's closed.
How long does your thing last, your locate creature?
I think it's...
Is it like hours with concentration, or is it...
It's concentration up to 1 hour.
So now, arriving here, so like when you were walking down the hallway, it was like over here. It like kind of went like this. Now standing in this room, it feels like sort of in that same... So you kind of like circled around it.
We circled around it?
Yeah.
It's behind us?
So if this is where you're getting the ping, uh-huh. You've kind of gone like...
Oh, gosh. Okay. While Kaz is reading this, I'm going to go over to the door and I'm going to see if it opens.
It does.
Stairs?
No. On the other side, two large wooden thrones rest on this balcony. Behind the thrones, which is what you were looking at, is a red velvet curtain 30 feet long. The ceiling here is 10 feet high.
It's another whole room? Two thrones.
Two thrones.
With a curtain
on a balcony.
Behind
and it kind of like, yeah. So you kind of see the like draws of this curtain. And you can see the two thrones. And then even past that is a balcony. It like drops off. You can't see the room beyond.
So that dead end is what I'm hearing?
I think we're hearing there's a balcony and I don't know what's over.
What's over the balcony?
Where's your dust taking you?
It's saying that he's below. Like, right, Trevor?
Like over the balcony. Above.
If the balcony, if you turn yourself to look at the balcony now, it's still kind of, yeah, it's like.
It's still in this way? Okay, I'm going to walk towards the thrones.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to look over the balcony.
Looking over the balcony. It kind of drops down into a chamber filled with water. Dark, low shapes thrust up out of the still, brackish water that fills this 50-foot square room, the ceiling of which is festooned with hanging chains that look like thick, black web strands. A balcony set into the north wall, which is what you're looking at, overlooks the room and has two large thrones atop it with a red velvet curtain behind it.
A red velvet curtain that covers this view...
No, so yeah.
Or a curtain that is open that, yeah, I'm picturing them in like an orchestra, in like a box, in a box seat.
Yeah.
There's the brazier.
Yeah.
This is the door you walk through. There's
the balcony. Curtain.
Here's the room below it.
You walk on.
There's a curtain behind the thrones.
That's the curtain.
Thrones are overlooking this pool of...
That's what you're looking down at. The ping feels like it's coming from over here.
Ugh.
There are chains. Chains are dungeon-ish.
Yeah.
I see chains.
But I do not want to go in that water.
Mm-hmm. And also, none of those crystals sounded remotely dungeon-y. Like, we go to either his room, we go to his wife's rooms, the library, the master's room, the highest tower.
Are the werewolves considered ancient magic? Is that like...
What was green again?
I doubt... You know what? I bet ancient magic is
coffins.
The fucking... like the... I bet that like portals us to
the
Amber Temple
fucking,
or something.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I kind of feel like this water-filled chain room is probably our best bet.
I don't think any of these sound like a dungeon. And that's where I think Emil is. And if I peek my head out through that curtain, I see chains, and chains make me think dungeon.
Okay.
We got like Tarzan.
As I look over, Emil feels like he's pinging this way direction.
Yeah.
Do we see anything else? Like if we look out across this room with dark vision, eagle eyes, do we see any like other exits from the room, any doorways?
Yeah, off to the, so you see, there's looks like there's another sort of submerged entranceway off to the side of the chamber. You see that?
I think we need to go that way.
Yeah. How submerged are we talking?
10 feet deep.
10 feet?
The door is 10 feet under
the water. The water is 10 feet deep in the chamber.
How big's the door? Like, do we just see the top of it, or is it like a giant door?
Maybe another halfway up.
Okay.
Okay, so it's like a 20 foot.
Yeah, it's
okay,
big.
So we can get through the door without going in the water.
Like, you have to dive down to... So currently you
are... I'm imagining like being able to Tarzan.
Yeah, our way across the chain.
Currently you're on this balcony.
Right.
This drops down, all of this chamber below you is flooded. Is this making sense?
Yeah, it is. I guess, I'm not understanding the chains.
They're hanging down from the ceiling.
Could we reach them ostensibly from this balcony?
Yeah, like, can we Tarzan swing across the chains to get
you're
to the
certainly
door?
Welcome to try. Yeah.
Does that seem ridiculous? Like, are they close enough?
No, like, you can try it, yeah. It's like you're in a balcony seat looking down at a theater. Yes. And there are chains hanging from the ceiling of that theater.
And the chains are hanging like above the water? Like, are they...
Some of them stop, some of them hang down into the water.
Okay.
And there is an exit off this way, yes, where it's pinging, that the chains could get us there.
If you want to try, yeah.
Can I try
swinging on the chains?
Can I just grab a rock or pebble and toss it into the water and see what happens?
Sure. Yeah, you do so. Rising up out of the water.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Zombies come rising up out of the water, some of them still manacled to these chains hanging down from the ceiling. And they all look up the balcony towards you, standing there looking down upon them like kings down on peasants. And they just start like reaching and moaning and grabbing and scrabbling up towards you.
Okay.
Well, here we are.
How many are there-ish?
So many.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Oh boy.
So say we swung and we fell. Are we like just being
covered?
Like there's
you're
no chance of like falling.
You're covered in
like
zombies.
Okay.
Oh boy.
Meanwhile, let's cut to.
Yeah. Oh god.
Get over here now.
Drogar.
Yes. I feel like we should all.
You slide. You are submerged in water. 10 feet deep.
No!
Spook.
Trogar grabs Piddlewick by the neck.
It's completely dark down here. You can't see a thing.
But did he fall next to me?
Bloom.
Trogar grabs him by the neck. reaches out for him.
Roll to hit.
Okay.
You go, you hear.
Nope. I missed that.
You throw arms wildly.
Drogar casts Shocking Grasp.
At what?
The wall. Never mind.
I don't know.
What do you want to do, Drogar?
Sorry,
you're in the...
I can't see anything. I'm in a dark pool of water.
You don't have dark vision?
You're dragon eyes?
I don't have dark vision. Dragons don't have dark vision.
Lame. You do, right? Okay.
Drogar wants to focus and make a perception check to see if he can find Piddlewick.
Okay.
Can I do that?
Go for it. Yeah.
All right. That's going to do it. That's a 22.
Nice. 22. Oh, hang on. I can show you a picture of him too, actually.
Oh, he's from the book.
Oh, I didn't. Fucking Piddlewick.
I did not expect that. I really thought that was a
well,
Trevor
kind of
original.
That's what he looks like.
Oh! He's horrifying.
Are you fucking kidding me?
That's what he looks like.
Oh god!
Yeah.
I stand.
Except but this doesn't have. He has a little organ coming out of his belly.
He is straight up like Child's Play. That's Chucky.
That's Child's Play. Yeah.
Except worse.
Okay. What'd you get?
Scarier than Chucky.
Yeah. That was a 22.
Wow. Okay. Great. So you sit there floating, Drogar. Well, first of all, actually, also give me a...
Fuck.
Because you're afraid of water.
Oh!
So give me a wisdom saving throw, because you are in pitch black, submerged in water.
Okay. That's going to be an 18.
18?
But I think that Drogar is like, as soon as he hits the water, he's like,
Yeah, so you just, for a moment, you just kind of float there, treading water.
And like,
icy cold.
In that he's like reaching out, he's trying to grab Piddlewick, and then there's like a moment of calm where he's just sitting there and he just goes, and he starts treading.
His little arms close around your neck, Drogar, and he tries to like throw his whole weight backwards to like drag your head underneath the water. But he like launches up and so you're like kind of like grappling with each other as he pulls you beneath the surface. You're like thrashing in the water, the bubbles are going crazy. And you open your eyes and you can see the like glowing orange of just his eyes staring at you, illuminating his face with that wide grin as he just like tries to drag you farther and farther down into the depths. But with a 22, what do you want to do?
I shock and grasp.
Go for it.
Out of him. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I think that's a save on...
Sorry. That's how I feel right now.
Fuck is it?
Melee spell attack.
It is. Yes. Okay.
You have advantage if the target is wearing armor or is made of metal.
Are you made of metal?
He is made of metal.
Okay, great. Because that's a natty 19.
That'll hit.
Yeah. And then I think it's...
If you're fifth level, it's 2d8.
Great. So that is going to be... It's going to be 7 points of lightning damage.
Seven?
But with the water.
Well, it gives you advantage on the attack. I don't think it messes... It doesn't affect the damage.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. So, yeah, he, like, sort of, like, you know, and he, like starts tweaking out.
And I'll use that to push away.
Push away from him. And I think, like, I feel funny. Suddenly not so sunny. There once was a man named Piddlewick who cheered kings and beggars with his stick. One day he died and everyone cried. So they made me instead of dealing with their shit. Boom! He explodes.
Shit.
Give me a dexterity saving throw at disadvantage.
Oh no.
Okay. That's a 16.
Wow. 16. Okay.
I rolled a 15 and a 17.
Yeah. Nice.
Uh-huh.
I think Drogar sees him twitching, and Drogar sees him twitching and just goes, "Oh no." And just starts doing the same thing he was doing as the mist, just like starts to swim. Swimming in the opposite direction. You know what? Even better. Drogar sees this happening, and as he sees like the compression start to expand, he just pulls his shield from his back and just hides behind his shield as like this cool thing happens.
You are gonna take
this is a lot of dice.
11 points of piercing damage.
Okay.
As like bolts and nuts and screws like ping off the walls.
It's like bullets. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and kind of like rip and shred across it. Yeah. And you just see his head like come bobbing up in the water.
Are his eyes still glowing?
His eyes are still glowing and he's just bobbing there for a second.
Drogar grabs his head
with
the glowing eyes and points it around trying to find where to go.
Oh, very good. Yeah. Nice. You hold up his head and you're sort of using it like a flashlight and you just hear, "Dick."
Drogar while holding it will go,
and just smack him in the head.
Right. Okay. Cut back to you all standing on the balcony. All of a sudden, you hear this crack of thunder and a bright light coming from the distance. So too, all of the zombies, as they were reaching up to you,
you hear this
flash of lightning and this explosion sound, and all of the zombies below. They start moving off towards
Ned. Towards Ned.
What do you want to do?
Now, so are they like chained so they can only get so far?
Some of them are free. There's a lot down there.
Oh, God.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Water fight.
We gotta go.
I think we have to. Yeah. I mean, I don't think we know that that's, like, we don't know that they're going after Drogar, but we know that we're pretty sure we want to go down that hallway.
And truly, truly, standing on that balcony, I was about to, like, call out for Drogar. Do we hear any Drogar-specific,
yeah. Maybe a little, yeah.
But no, I think we hear, yeah.
All you hear is, "Why, you stupid piece of garbage! Be lucky!"
Broadcast features Campbell O'Hare as Winnie, Ned Price Iannacone as Drogar, Kay Devine Jones as Kaz, Tyler Cantor as Artemis, and me, Trevor William Fail, as your DM.
Patrons, my liege. A special shout out to some of our top patrons, TJ Hankins, Tarum Up, Doza, Aislinn McLaren, and Amy Bierbauer. If you're not ready to support us financially, there are still plenty of ways to help us out. You can follow us on TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram at CriticalFailDM, binge Madness and Mercy on our YouTube channel, and join us there every other Sunday at noon Eastern Standard Time when we do live listens of new episodes of the Strahdcast. Or rate and leave us a review wherever you like to listen. Thanks, Dungeoneers, and take your day with advantage.
My name is Nick Perrin, and I'm an actor, writer, and game master. And on Tabletopped, I talk with an expert game master every week to find out the best ways to run amazing games and tell epic stories. Looking to start DMing? Or maybe you've been a game master for a long time and want to spice up your table? Then this podcast is for you. Tabletopped is released on Mondays wherever you get your podcasts.